In this video, let's take an existing ASP.NET application and then AJAX-enable that application by adding features from the Microsoft ASP.NET 2.0 extensions for AJAX. So let's load up an existing ASP.NET application. And I know this is going to be a pretty simple application, but but you can follow the same format to AJAX-enable pretty much any application. So here's our UI, and let's just run this so we can see what it is we're starting with. So when I click on the button, we retrieve the address record for this application, and we've got some indicators here to show us exactly what's happening in terms of the refresh. So the first thing is we've got this marquee scrolling across the bottom of the page. If I click on the button, notice the marquee jumps over to the right-hand side of the page, and that's because the entire page is being refreshed. Right, so a couple of other indicators we have here. Note that this timestamp is at 46. This timestamp is at 46. If I click on the button, we can see both the one that's at the base of the page as well as the one that's inside the table that contains the data are getting updated at the same time. So that's the application. Now we're going to AJAX enable this application. And the first thing that we need to do is we could change the configuration of this application to be AJAX aware. And that means modifying the web.config file. Now, obviously, this is a really simple web.config file, and I've stripped out the comments, and it's just what's necessary for the application. Now, there are a collection of changes that need to be made to a web.config file in order to activate Microsoft's ASP.NET AJAX extensions. So rather than try and peruse the documentation and figure out which pieces you need to add, I think the easiest way to do that is I'm going to open up a separate instance of Visual Web Developer and say create a website, and then I'm going to select an ASP.NET AJAX enabled website template. I'm going to generate a website just so I can steal stuff out of the web.config file. Now, I'm not going to copy the whole web.config file and pop it into my existing application. I could do that, but in a real production application, it's likely that you've added areas in your configuration file, so you don't want to just wipe out all of your web.config file and start with a fresh one. So I'm just going to add this one section at a time just to emulate what you would do in your real production application. So the first thing I need is I need to grab this configs sections element, and notice that this wires up things like the script resource handler, the JSON serialization, the profile service, authentication service, etc. So let's grab that, take it over, and drop it into the configuration element of the web.config file in the existing application that we're modifying. So next thing that we need to do is we need this control section. This is what wires up the ASP tag prefix for all of the things that live in the server-side controls for the Microsoft AJAX extensions. So let's grab that. That goes inside our pages section. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to want to replace this compilation entry here. So let's go back into our generated file, and we're going to grab the compilation section, the HTTP handler section, and the HTTP modules section. Let's copy that and let's put that here. Now, a couple of things. The first thing it does is we're adding an assembly reference to the system.web.extensions. That's the namespace of all the AJAX stuff. Here in the HTTP handlers, we're adding a couple for AXD files. AXD files are what contain the client-side stuff that Microsoft AJAX is going to use on the client side, so the server has to know how to handle those extensions so all of that code can get down to the client. Notice here we're removing the verb for .smx files, and then we're plugging it back in, except we're plugging it back in as going against the script handler factory. And basically that front ends the standard ASP.NET web service handling mechanism, and we do that because when we're calling a web service from JavaScript, we want our server-side runtime to do a couple of things for us. One, we want it to be able to generate a JavaScript callable proxy to the web server so that can be called asynchronously. The other thing that it needs to do is it needs to know how to answer /js extension calls so that it can generate the JavaScript to go down to the client to be used to call the service methods in your web services. So that's important as well. Then, of course, the HTTP module we're adding is the script module, which will handle all of the MS Ajax scripting technology. And then the last thing that we need is we need to add the system.web.extensions element and the system.webserver element. Just grab those, pop those in our web.config file just above the closing configuration tag, and then save that. Now we can go over and Ajax enable our application. So the first thing I want to do is go down to the Ajax Extensions Toolbox tab that was created by the MS Ajax installer. I want to grab a Script Manager control and drop that onto my page. Now, each ASP.NET page that's going to activate and use Microsoft Ajax functionality must have an instance of the Script Manager on the page, and only one instance of the Script Manager. So the next thing I can do is I can actually add some Ajax functionality, and in this case, we'll just simply add a partial page postback functionality so that we don't get that full page refresh when we fetch this address record. So I'm going to grab an update panel control, and then I'm going to just grab the content that I want to be dynamically updated, and I'm going to drop it into the update panel. Oops. Oops, sorry, having a little trouble grabbing that piece that I need. There we go. Okay. So let's run our application now. And click on the button. And note that as I click on the button, note what's happening. We're getting that dynamic partial page update. The marquee is not resetting to the right side of the page, and the timestamp inside the update panel is getting updated, but the one outside the update panel is not getting updated. And that's it. It's that easy to get started adding Ajax-style functionality to your existing ASP.NET application.